Kevin Bradley. I'm an associate professor in the Division of Plant Sciences at the University of Missouri.
Kevin, you recently held a special crop conference for growers in Missouri, and what were some of the take-home highlights for growers at this event?
Well, we started out with a keynote session given by the director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture, Dr. John Hagler, and I thought it was pretty good. He covered just some of the things that are we should be thinking about as far as the future of ag. And then after that, we have a constant breakout session every hour. So anything from combine settings to reduce grain yield loss to some of the things to think about after a drought, nutrient management following a drought, for example, and my own session, one that I was involved with, was what do we do about this weed that's throughout our state that is our biggest problem? It's called water hemp, so we had specific recommendations on that. But overall, just a lot of ag topics, a lot of good feedback from growers and retailers and crop consultants, and it looked like we got some pretty good evaluations, so I think they enjoyed what they saw there.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit more specifically about your presentation for those who didn't go to the conference. What was the information that you shared, and what were the concerns of growers?
Well, I'll be going through this for the next 3 months at various grower meetings throughout the state, and water hemp is just unprecedented, really, in what we're seeing now as far as the problem with this one weed in Missouri. I know the South has their own problem with a similar pigweed species, but the Midwest is becoming a water hemp as the driver weed in throughout the Midwest, and we're certainly that's the case for us in Missouri. So I try to interact with the clients that are there, and we, in each of the sessions that I did, talked about how bad we have it. I don't think there was really any disagreement about, there were very few people that did not, you know, have it as a problem. So it is here, it is a problem now. And then once we establish that, what to do about it. And, of course, the biggest problem is that it's resistant to a lot of our herbicide applications right now, and so that limits our possibilities. But we talked about specific best management practices for the management of this weed, or really any weed, but specifically for water hemp. And we've got to think more about cultural practices in addition to herbicide programs. Obviously, most growers are going to use herbicides first and foremost with our current age and the agriculture that we're in now. But we've got to think about, kind of go back to the basics, row spacing, plant population, tillage if it's appropriate. All these things combine into a lot of the best management practices we discussed.
Okay. Drought related wise, what was the main thrust of this conference about the drought?
Well, we had a couple of talks. One was by our climatologist just on the severity of the drought, and I'm sure everybody's heard and read and seen different things. And so that was one session that kind of set a baseline for how bad it really is in relation to historical averages. From that, there was talk about another crop management to increase yield stability by Dr. Wiebold here, our soybean specialist. And, you know, although the title doesn't say anything about drought there, you know, what he did, he was able to show, you know, what is a normal year, if you will, and how can we kind of manage around some of these abnormal years with some production practices. And so that was another one that I thought was related to drought very much. And then, of course, we had another very specific session by Dr. Scott Morrell from the International Plant Nutrition Institute, and his topic was considerations for nutrient management following a drought. So we had several things presented there. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it to Dr. Morrell's because I had other talks going on at the same time. But again, we got really good reviews on what he had to say.
Now, Kevin, you said that there will be other conferences like this in 2013. Is that correct?
Well, this conference every year, we have this one every year at, you know, at this time frame. So, you know, basically a year from now, you know, December of 2013. But so not exactly this exact conference, but throughout the winter months, there are numerous meetings held by either, you know, University Extension, or perhaps it's even a local co-op or a chemical or seed dealer. And I know for my own part and for many of my colleagues, I'll be pretty much on the road throughout the state for the next 3 months talking at these meetings. And I will present, you know, information very similar to what I presented at this conference in regards to water hemp.
Has there ever been, is this unprecedented in the amount of topics that need to be discussed? And you know, this is these unusual weather years that we've been having. Is this this is a really good time for growers to get out there and attend some of these meetings, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know how you can stay in this business now without, you know, keeping on top of some of these issues. It's such a changing business, and there's all kinds of promotions by different companies or seed, what have you, you know, that farmers have to make decisions on whether they're going to go along with that or whether they won't. And hopefully we're the unbiased source of research information and recommendations for them. That's my, you know, my goal is to be the unbiased person that can say, hey, this is we've looked at this in you know, Missouri agriculture, and it is you know, probably beneficial for you, or maybe it's something that you probably don't need. It just depends on what it is. But you know, so all of us are doing that kind of work to try to give them that information. So you know, I don't know why you wouldn't take advantage of it when you could.
Kevin, your research fields, did they show pretty much what was happening throughout the state, a great deal of variability in yields?
Yeah, we've, you know, just depends on where you were this year and when the rains hit. Tremendous amount of variability in yields, just all related to timing of moisture events. You know, in this central part of the state where we are, we tended to be one of the worst regions, just as particularly for corn. I think everybody, you know, understood what happened last year. It's a drought year. We want to get, you know, get done with it. It was last year. Move on to realizing that next year is new and hopefully not the same at all. And you know, there's things to think about following a drought, but there's also things to think about just from the standpoint of good crop management, production, agriculture decisions. And so we tried to blend all of that together into these meetings that we were doing.
Have you been able to assess the traits in some of these crops to the degree that they helped these crops get through, whereas, you know, 20, 30 years ago they might not have?
Yeah, I mean, actually, that's not my area, but some of that type of information was certainly presented in our conference, particularly on just the drought session and then our crop management session to increase yield stability. I mean, the technology and how far we've gone, and we still are gaining each year, thankfully, that we still see that line increase for our total yield. And, you know, it's just unbelievable when you stop and think about it, how much we're able to advance and continue to improve corn yield and soybean yield and all of these crops, really. And so some of that was covered, but again, you know, I wouldn't even want to think about what we would have had if it was 20 years ago with the technology we had back then, and the year we experienced last year. It would have been much worse than it was.
Okay. And we'll wrap up. You guys, I don't know if you unveiled it at this particular conference, but you have developed a weed application, a weed app for smartphones. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty excited about it. It's first of attempt by us here at the university of anything of this magnitude where, you know, farmers and ag retailers, crop consultants, every meeting I go to, every time I interact with them, nine times out of ten, they are using some kind of smartphone or even more often, maybe is they have some kind of tablet. And so obviously we want to be able to utilize whatever technology is available today to get information into growers' hands. And so this was the first of what I hope is several more to come. But this is an app for iPhones or Android devices or iPads. And it's a weed identification app. There's no other one out there on the market that I'm aware of that's free and does what this does. I don't think there's anything out there yet that's like it. And so it's just it's our attempt to help somebody standing out in the field with an unknown weed to be able to answer a few questions, look through some possibilities, and arrive at the identity of their unknown weed. You know, there's several ways you could do it. If you have an idea about what a weed is that you have in front of you, then you could just enter the name and it would pop up and you could see whether you're right or wrong. But I think the real key thing we were going for is if you have no idea what the weed is in front of you, this Weed ID app has about 400 and some different species in it. And so obviously scrolling through all of that would just be a waste of time. So if you have no idea what this is in front of you, you have about 10 or 12 drop-down boxes where you can select answers. You know, are the leaves round or oval, or are they arranged oppositely or alternately along the stem? Do they have hairs? Things like that. You know, there's a lot of different questions, but the more questions you answer, the more likely you are to narrow down the possibilities. But the ultimate goal is you go from, you know, the possible 400 to, you know, 5 or 10 or maybe even less, depending on how many questions you've answered. And it's real time. It gives you the answer right there in the field. So we're happy about it. I'm sure there'll be more updates and changes as we learn more, but we like what we've got out there right now.
And what is the name of it?
It's actually kind of opposite, but that's just the name we come up with. It's called ID Weeds. So it's not Weed ID, but it's ID Weeds. But if you go into the iTunes store or the Apple store, in the app part, and you just type in weed ID, there's not but a couple of things that will come up, and so you'll find it. But the technical name of it is ID Weeds, and it's from the University of Missouri Extension. And we're glad for you to download it. Free, it's free of charge, of course. And you know, give us some reviews and give us some feedback on what we can improve and all of that. And we'll be looking into that in the future.
Great. Does it give any management tips on those particular weeds, or is it just about identifying them?
Yeah. No, it doesn't give any. And that's the, you know, I guess that's the next step. And when I said we want to develop some more of these, that's exactly what I was referring to. Right now, this is just a weed ID. We'd love to be able to take it to the next step and see if we can get it to the stage of, you know, once you have your weed ID'd, then it can tell you how to control them. But that's not in this current version.